All right, and then finally, we have one more we want to share, one more idea or a tool to develop the curiosity mindset, and that's practicing paying attention or getting out of the rut, right? Sometimes we get in that rut and we become mindless. It's almost like you can do things without thinking about it, and we're not excited about it. We've all seen people, we've encountered people like that. Maybe you've run into situations like that where you just do something with your eyes closed, it's no big deal. And all of a sudden it's no fun. You're not engaged. So we have to get out of those types of ruts, and you'll see some examples there, right? So you could, for example, organize a business field trip, obviously difficult to do in this day and age, but maybe you can think of a creative way to do something like that virtually. There's a challenge for you. Swap jobs or responsibilities with someone from a different company or a position, doesn't have to be a company, could be a position, department, something along those lines, right? So study the mindset of another organization and wearing that hat when considering options and new ideas. So again, just looking at things in different types of ways. One of the things, the terms we often hear that I like to use for these are assigning things like stretch assignments. What's a stretch assignment? Some of you may have heard of those. Pushes a staff member outside of his or her comfort zone. Exactly right. It stretches their ability, right? People are resistant to change. You're going to help them change by assigning a responsibility that you know they are capable of succeeding at, but they're going to have to work at it a little bit. It's beyond normal, right? So it gives them, it gets out of the rut. They've got to think. They're not just, flying on autopilot. They've got to literally be present and in the moment, and that can help make that happen as well, right? So what I want to do here is just kind of take a couple of minutes, reflect on your team. All we want you to do is basically answer these four questions and maybe jot a few ideas down. So 4 minutes to write some down, and then we'll debrief them. The first question is, what could you do to prepare your team to be more curious? Maybe it's something we mentioned. Maybe it's a combination of those. Maybe it's another idea that you have based on knowing your team and the challenges that they are dealing with. What could you do as a leader to prepare your team to be more curious? Number two, how can looking at new patterns and disrupting the traditional ways of doing things help you to develop and grow your team? So maybe answer that as best you can. Number three, what objections do you anticipate from your team? And number four, what are some ideas to consider when communicating this new way of encouraging new thinking to prepare or help overcome those objections, right? So take about 4 minutes, a little time to contemplate a bit, and just see if you can write down a few words to answer each one of those questions.